QST from W1AW, the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio in Newington, Connecticut. This is the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for August 15, 2018. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is a voice version of the ARRL Aries e-letter, which is compiled by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB, in Laurel, Maryland. And I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. In this month's issue, we have ARRL Board Meets, addresses proposed Aries program changes, applauds microwave group. ARRL seeks comments on Aries' strategic plan from section managers and section emergency coordinators. Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network, or AREDN, project announces strategic changes. And we have a letter on challenges to mesh networking. Follow-up on damage assessment practice by California groups, FEMA evacuation versus shelter-in-place considerations, ARRL section news, and K1CE for a final. See you in September at Boxborough. But before we get to those stories, here are some Aries briefs. California fires responses. Aries operators were involved with communications service as record-breaking catastrophic wildfires struck California. Volunteers from multiple ARRL sections in the state served. ARRL Sacramento Valley Section Emergency Coordinator, or SEC, Greg Krukowit, KG6SJT, said American Red Cross shelter communicators worked for 10 days of support. Initially, there were four shelters in Redding. On August 5th, the Shasta-Tehama Aries team was able to take its communications trailer to Trinity County to support a shelter in Weaverville opened for car fire evacuees. Mr. Krukowit said this relieved the Sacramento County Aries volunteers who had been up there for several days. For mutual assistance to Weaverville, it's a 4.5-hour to 5.5-hour drive for the Sacramento Valley section people who helped out. Communications at the shelter were important as power and cell phone coverage was often spotty, with power going off for hours at a time. At one point, more than a dozen Aries volunteers from Shasta, Sacramento, Butte, Placer, and El Dorado counties were working at shelters opened for the car fire. Sacramento Valley Aries member Michael Joseph, KK6ZGB, is the liaison at the Red Cross Gold County Region Disaster Operations Center, or DOC, in Sacramento, and had been in the DOC since the fire started. Mr. Joseph said, "When the fire in Sonora started, we scrambled to get some Aries members to that location to see what communications the shelter needed." Mr. Krukowit said, "Winlink continued to be the go-to mode, as fire damaged several repeaters, and no repeater path exists to the Gold County region of the Red Cross in Sacramento." He added, "One difficulty we ran into this weekend was that the Red Cross needed Aries Emergency Coordinator and SEC contact information for various counties that were also experiencing fires and having to open shelters. Completing that task involved lots of phone calls. Demand for Aries communicators rose as the fires grew. One problem in deploying volunteers were closed roads. In the San Francisco section, Section Manager Bill Hillendahl, KH6GJV, said the four-county repeater was destroyed by wildfires a couple of years ago. Power has just been restored to that location, and Mr. Hillendahl said that with fires crossing county lines, the section was considering getting the repeater back in service. A key node for the CARLA system of linked repeaters was destroyed by fire, further hampering intrastate communication for Aries teams. The ARRL 2017 annual report, which highlights the League's efforts and activities throughout 2017, is now available. Starting with the cover photo, Amateur Radio's response to the Atlantic hurricane season figures prominently in the report. Puerto Rico was especially hard hit by Hurricane Maria, and the cover depicts an October 4 message from the mayor, Carlos Mendez, of Aguadilla, Puerto Rico, calling for an amateur radio operator to support communication between his town and the capital city of San Juan. ARRL Simulated Emergency Test, or SET, plan now, execute this fall. It's not too early to start planning for the annual Fall Classic, the ARRL Simulated Emergency Test, or SET. You may click on http://www.arrl.org/public-service-field-services-forms and scroll down for complete SET guidelines and reporting forms for emergency coordinators and net managers. And I'll repeat that URL. It's http://www.arrl.org/public-service-field-services-forms. Then scroll down for complete SET guidelines and reporting forms for emergency coordinators and net managers. The primary league-sponsored national emergency exercise is designed to assess the skills and preparedness of ARES and other organizations involved with emergency and disaster response. Although the main SET weekend this year is October 6th and 7th, local and section-wide exercises may be held throughout the fall season, so start your plans now. We have to take a short break for station identification. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is the ARRL ARES Audio e-letter for August 15, 2018. And our first article in the ARRL Audio e-letter is ARRL Board Meets, addresses proposed ARES program changes, applauds microwave group. The ARRL Board of Directors and the League's policymakers met last month for its second session of the year to consider major issues of interest to ARES members and other amateur emergency service groups. The board considered the report of its Public Service Enhancement Working Group, or PSEWG, tendered by Chairman and Great Lakes Division Director Dale Williams, WA8EFK. The group has been receiving input from the field on major upgrades to the ARES program and its administration. The board's Programs and Services Committee directed the PSEWG to continue its work during the current rollout and implementation of the ARES Connect program. Headquarters staff will continue to work with the PSEWG on getting information to the membership, including an update in the September issue of QST magazine. The board was concerned that there was not sufficient input from certain experts in the field, even with the peer review group, including members of the section field leadership. The board agreed to obtain additional field input before approving the PSEWG revision of the ARES program. The board offered a plan and resolution of thanks to the group. Whereas the Public Service Enhancement Working Group, or PSEWG, has spent the last 24 months defining, beta testing, and then further refining an ARES strategic plan, and whereas the PSC extends appreciation to the PSEWG on a job well done, and whereas the PSC has reviewed the interim draft plan, and more recently the proposed final plan, and whereas the PSC unanimously approved the ARES strategic plan June 28, 2018. Therefore, the ARRL Board of Directors establishes a 3-month general comment period for the Ares Strategic Plan, with comments due no later than October 31, 2018, after which the PSEWG will present the final plan to the ARRL Annual Board of Directors meeting in January 2019 for consideration for adoption. The Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network, or AREDN, wins Microwave Use Award. The board also passed, with applause, the following resolution. Whereas the Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network, or AREDN, project team has made noteworthy progress in utilizing the amateur radio microwave bands, including extending the high-speed multimedia AREDN network capabilities from the 2.4 GHz Wi-Fi band to 900 MHz, 3 GHz, and 5.8 GHz bands. On the 2.4 GHz band, the range was extended to include two channels on amateur radio frequencies below the Wi-Fi channels, thus improving the signal-to-noise ratio and throughput, supporting weatherproof commercial Wi-Fi devices from Ubiquiti and TP-Link enabling over-the-air software upgrades to eliminate the need to physically visit remote units, built-in tunneling capability to enable connecting mesh islands, added 802.11n to the RF protocol, which improves the maximum data rate capability from 54 megabits per second to 144 megabits per second, continuously expanded the number of supported devices within the Ubiquiti AirMax product line so that hams have more choices suited to more conditions, improved a variety of technical and user interface components to make AREDN networks easier to configure and manage. Therefore, the ARRL Board of Directors confers the 2018 ARRL Microwave Development Award on the Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network Project Team. Up next is ARRL seeks comments on ARES strategic plan from section managers and section emergency coordinators. Following up on an ARRL Board of Directors directive at its July meeting, the Public Service Enhancement Working Group, PSEWG, has contacted all ARRL section managers and section emergency coordinators seeking comments and suggestions regarding the proposed ARES strategic plan via an online form. The deadline is October 31st, in order to give the PSEWG sufficient time to review the comments and suggestions, to formulate any necessary revisions, and submit the revised document to the board for consideration at its January meeting. For many, this will represent a major paradigm shift. For others, it will formalize many of the requirements they have employed routinely for several years. Now, the ARRL board wants SMs and SECs to have the opportunity to offer comments on the recommended changes prior to the implementation of the plan. While SMs and SECs are invited to reach out to their emergency coordinators for their thoughts and feedback, formal responses must be submitted through SMs and SECs. The PSEWG asks SMs and SECs to keep their comments respectful, concise, and on point, and to keep in mind that the ARES framework must remain as close to universal as possible, even while participants in some geographical areas may require specific training that others do not need. Mutual aid pacts may require training specific to adjacent jurisdictions. Also, SMs and SECs are reminded that specific agency agreements and needs must be honored. Those having concerns about a proposed new policy are requested to offer alternatives. Well, it's time once again to pause for a few seconds to allow repeaters to identify. This is the ARRL ARES Audio E-Letter for August 15th, 2018. On tap, we have Letters, on challenges to mesh networking. Scott Reeser, K6TAR in Pacific Palisades, California, wrote, "Mesh networking and high-speed data applications are growing in usage in the amateur microwave bands. One of the challenges is the last-mile problem that bedevils many physical or electronic delivery systems. Getting from the backbone down to the suburban jungle can be a toughie. At 5 GHz, there is attenuation and outright blockage, right, left, and center, from structures and a thicket of big trees." Good reading on other challenges and advancements to mesh networking for the military can be found in The Economist, June 14th issue, on page 70. This article will offer advantages for civilian emergency rescue communications. Thanks, Scott, for your letter. Follow-up on damage assessment practice by California groups. Published in the last issue was a letter from the Pacific Palisades Amateur Radio Emergency Group, or PPAREG, of California, about their excellent damage assessment communication practice activity. In scenarios, they canvass their neighborhoods to attempt to assess what has happened. For data observation collection practice, they started with counting parked cars on a given street, going from intersection to intersection, and reporting in to the net. They count other items, such as parkway trees, motorcycles, and trucks. Then they assign these counts real-life attributes, such as number of residents, gas leaks, power lines down, residence fires, non-ambulatory injuries, victim non-responsive, etc. Recently, PPAREG reached out to Cupertino Aries Races, or CARES, for assistance with its program and the forms CARES use to field collect situation preliminary safety assessments in emergencies disasters. Their goal was to help move PPAREG monthly exercises from just counting street parked cars to a full-blown disaster assessment package. In his letter to the Cupertino group, Scott Reeser, K6TAR, wrote, "The Pacific Palisades Amateur Radio Emergency Group has much work to do to achieve an effective response organization. We've learned that Cupertino Aries Races and its work with the city of Cupertino is a model of what things look like done right." The Cupertino group's EC, Jim Oberhofer, KN6PE, responded by sharing their advice and form COES-105, the field form, and COES-106, the roll-up form. From subsequent reports, PPAREG is working to incorporate CARES forms and best practices for enhancement of their own methodologies. FEMA Evacuation versus Shelter-in-Place Considerations. FEMA is seeking feedback on its draft document planning considerations such as evacuation and shelter-in-place. Evacuation and shelter-in-place protective actions are prompted by a variety of threats and hazards. Incident-specific circumstances drive the relative protective actions based on a community's demographics, infrastructure, resources, authorities, and decision-making process. Determining that evacuation needs to take place is not an all-or-nothing approach. Lessons learned from disasters such as Hurricanes Katrina, Harvey, Irma, and Maria have highlighted the value of enacting a zone-phased approach to evacuation and shelter-in-place, enabling jurisdictions to move as few people as necessary. Sheltering in place populations that are not directly in harm's way, rather than having them evacuate, helps jurisdictions reduce costs, resource requirements, and the negative impacts of evacuations, while promoting improved response and quicker re-entry and recovery. This information was provided from the FEMA National Integration Center. It's time once again to pause for a few seconds to allow repeaters to identify. This is the ARRL Aries Audio E-Letter for August 15, 2018. And now we continue with ARRL Section News. Cape Cod Aries receives Certificate of Recognition from Barnstable County Commissioners. ARRL Cape Cod and Islands Aries District Emergency Coordinator Frank O'Loughlin, WQ1Q, and the Cape Cod, Massachusetts Aries team received high praise from the Barnstable County Commissioners for their hard work during the intense storms that impacted the Cape in March. The Cape Cod DEC and Aries team were awarded a certificate of recognition from Commissioners Ronald Beatty, Mary Pat Flynn, and Leo Kakunis at a regional emergency planning committee meeting on August 1, 2018. Mr. O'Loughlin said, "I want to give thanks to all, and especially to my crew, who worked hard and long hours last winter during storm operations. Our group devoted several hundred person hours to the operations. As the Cape and Islands Aries insists on self-sufficiency, our volunteers are self-equipped, regardless if there is equipment on scene. This helps guarantee redundancy." Thanks for this report to the ARRL Eastern Massachusetts Assistant Section Manager Phil Temples, K9HI in Boston, Massachusetts. K1CE for a final. See you in September at Boxborough. Our ARRL e-letter editor, Rick Palm, K1CE, writes, "I hope to personally meet and greet readers of the Aries e-letter at the venerable ARRL New England Division Convention on September 7th through 9th in Boxborough, Massachusetts, west of Boston. Dubbed Boxborough, it is New England's premier amateur radio event. Please make a point of saying hi at Boxborough. I would love to chat with you about anything. Make your plans now to attend. It's less than a month away, and I'm excited to be visiting the New England Division Convention again near my hometown of Lexington, Massachusetts. It would be great to see old friends and make new ones. Thanks, and 73. Rick Palm, K1CE." And this concludes the ARRL Aries Audio e-letter for August 15, 2018. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is a monthly service of the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, the National Organization for Amateur Radio. The ARRL Aries Audio e-letter is an edited voice version of the ARRL Aries e-letter, compiled and written by Rick Palm, K1CE, in Daytona Beach, Florida. To learn more about amateur radio and the ARRL, or to get the latest in amateur radio news, you may click on www.arrl.org. And if you have any questions about amateur radio in general, how to renew your amateur license, or about the ARRL, you may also write us via snail mail at ARRL Headquarters, 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111, or give us a toll-free call at 1-888-277-5289. We are always happy to answer your questions, and you need not be an ARRL member. Our thanks to this month's contributors. My audio script editor is Al Brown, KZ3AB in Laurel, Maryland. And I'm Tony Riggs, W1FHN, reporting from Lanham, Maryland. Copyright 2018 ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. All rights reserved. 73.